Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus. Joining us, our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello once again, Ian.
Good to see you. Last week, you took us to the races.
I did. I said, think of a seven-letter word for an area often seen adjacent to a racetrack. Change the middle letter to an L, and the result will name something often used to keep an area secure. What is the area, and what is the thing?
Well, I needed some extra oats to figure out this one, but the area near the racetrack is the paddock, so the thing is a padlock.
That is correct. All right, Ian. On May 11th, 1997, Deep Blue beat Garry Kasparov in the last game of their rematch, becoming the first computer to defeat a reigning world chess champion. That event inspired this week's quiz, which is all about other famous computers.
Well, let's give it a try.
First one. The 1983 movie in which Matthew Broderick averts nuclear war by ordering a computer program called Joshua to play tic-tac-toe against itself.
I think it's War Games.
It is War Games. And in fact, after the computer, in a nice little bit of symmetry with our intro, once it realizes that it can't win at tic-tac-toe, it asks, how about a nice game of chess? The computer, whose G3 model was available in 1999 in 5 fruit colors, including grape, tangerine, and lime.
Is it the iMac?
The iMac is correct.
Remember those things?
I know. How quickly we forget. The computer developer, who named the first computer with a graphical user interface, the Apple Lisa, after his daughter.
Am I overthinking that it's Steve Jobs?
You are not overthinking that it is Steve Jobs, because it is. The Canadian city, famously given as Watson's response to a Final Jeopardy clue about airports, in the category U.S. cities.
It was Toronto, wasn't it?
It was Toronto, that is correct. He thinks that O'Hare and Midway are in Toronto.
Well, you found a way to give me a little bit of an edge on this computer clue.
Well, yeah, do what we can. And finally, the classic educational cartoon series that included 4 episodes starring characters called Scooter Computer and Mr. Chips.
Well, I'll guess Schoolhouse Rock.
Good guess. Schoolhouse Rock is correct. And in fact, Scooter Computer and Mr. Chips were the only recurring characters in the series.
Until they said, goodbye, Mr. Chips.
Oh, I knew you'd go there.
See if I can backspace that comment.
Control-Alt-Delete. Well, it appears that Ian's covert Google searches worked very well this week. He went 5 for 5 again. Let us know how well you did. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for some extra credit questions or to take another look at this week's challenge, which is...
Take the 5-letter name of a famous computer. If you read it backwards, you'll get the last name of a famous actor. What is the computer and who is the actor? So again, take the 5-letter name of a famous computer. If you read it backwards, you'll get the last name of a famous actor. What is the computer and who is the actor?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times Games Magazine and on his computer Facebook and other venues. Any Questions is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio. And Mike, I'll be working on that challenge until this time next week.
All right, we'll put you into Hibernate and we'll see you next week.